Father, I thank and praise you, Lord. Thank you for the parables, which is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. It's just so wonderful to look at those stories and see how we can bring them back up 2,000 years later and to be able to understand them. They are truth just wrapped up in a special way that we can understand. And we prayed that everybody here this morning has that blessed hope into their life. But, you know, it's a gift that God has given to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. And all we got to do is just simply accept it. And we simply have to say, Lord, this old world is a challenge to me. I don't know about this or that. And I hear these Christian people talking about hope and all that. And I guess since I've tried everything else, how do I get this hope? It's a simple prayer for simple people. And we give you the glory this morning, Lord, that you can take that assurance. Let me just tell you, this is in the back of my Bible, and I don't know if I ever shared it with you, but what about this hope? How do we make our reservation in heaven? My granddaughter Charlie, that comes and sang once in a while, when I had my radio ministry, the little five-minute devotional every day on the radio was simply called "The Word is the Way to Life." The Word being Jesus Christ is the way to life. And she had sang a song one time, "Jesus is your ticket to heaven." And I took the instrumental part of that song and I used it for my theme song, especially towards the end. "Jesus is your ticket to heaven. Call upon Him now for your reservation." So how do you make your home in heaven? This is John 3:16 gives us a clue. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." Hope I can hang on to. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fallen the glory of God." Luke 13:3 said, "Except ye repent," which means simply turn from your sins, "you will likewise perish." John 14:6 said, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me." Now, that's a hard one to get, but it's true. No one can come to the Father except through the Son. "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Acts 16:31. So this is the prayer. And you can do it wherever you are. You can do it while you're driving. You can think about it. You don't have to even say it out loud. But this is just a sample. "Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. And I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son, who died on the cross for my sin and rose from the dead to be my Lord. God, I now repent of my sins and personally invite Jesus into my life. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me the free gift of eternal life. And I promise to live for you as you reveal yourself to me through your word, the Bible, and through the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen."